Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. It's a good day to be here. And yes, we are still here. And yes, Diana is still pregnant. And we are not going yet, although it is Labor Day weekend. So great, you know. I got a few jokes today. Just hold on. But yeah, Diana didn't really like the sermon last week talking about labor pains and coming quickly. And especially that last part in the verse where it says, and you will not escape. Yeah, so when you get into the service today, you can look back at the couple verses and if you weren't here last week. But yeah, those are my jokes. Okay, let's go to our announcements this morning. There's no Sunday school today for the holiday weekend, so just take that time and have some fellowship with us after the service and do that. No Sunday school or youth group today, so make note of that if you guys are interested in it. There's Life Light down at Sioux Falls today, and I know a lot of the kids from youth group are going to be there. It's going to be pretty awesome. So we'll start up youth group again on September 8th, which is also the share or sing and share service here at the church at 6 o'clock, and you guys are all invited to come and sing and share what the Lord is doing in your life. So also a happy birthday to Linda Krager. She's turning 75 today, which is awesome. Let's see, I bounced around there a little bit. The missions conference is September 28th and the 29th. We hope to see you here. It'll be a great time to hear from Judy Bowman and her daughter, and I think we are still looking for housing for them. So if you guys have an open room or something, talk to Pastor Jim. He can get you lined up with that and squared away and all that stuff. So we are also looking for Club Rock help still, and we'll continue as long as I am here probably. But if you guys are willing to help and able, or if you are like, yeah, I would help, but anywhere, and you have a preference, but you're not telling me, put your name down, and if I say, well, I would rather move you, and then you're okay with that, that's okay too. But try to get that filled out, because on the 15th, we're having a Club Rock staff meeting, so you would like to know what you're going to do if you're going to come. So, and that starts on, Club Rock actually starts on October 2nd, so. And if you would like to make bars or cookies or something for snacks, there's a sign-up sheet out there too. And also, we got registrations out this week for your kids. So if you have a kid or grandkid or anybody that you know, grab one of those, take them with you, fill it out, hand it in to April or I. That'd be awesome if you could do that. Also, we're still looking for nursery workers for nursery during the Sunday worship services. If you'd like to help out with that, talk to Therese, and her number's in there too as well. Also, we're looking for college students information. We'd like to make a bulletin insert. You can see about what you need to include and all that stuff, and you can email April and get that to her so we can make that, so we can know where everybody's gone and has been. So are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is our church verse, Isaiah 41:10. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 18, "Come We That Love the Lord." I'll ask you to stand with me, please. Number 18, "Come We That Love the Lord." Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, and thus around the throne. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King may speak their joys abroad. The men of grace have found glory begun below. Celestial fruit on earthly ground from faith and hope may grow. The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets. Before we reach the heavenly fields or walk the golden streets, then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high. Very good singing. If you take this time to greet one another, let each other know you're glad to see them. Well, good morning again. This is our opportunity for our prayer requests and praises. And a couple of them that have come through the week. I continue to pray for Tony Welsh. He is out of the hospital. They are trying to get a referral to Mayo's. And so there's some hoops that are needing to jump through. And he's still not anywhere close to where he'd like to be. And so be praying for him and the Welsh family. Also, Ron Ohm went in to Sioux Falls in the hospital on Friday evening. He had surgery yesterday morning to remove a kidney stone, and that went well. And so be praying for Ron and June with his recovery. And then we had one also come through the prayer chain this week from Mike and Roseanne Brian for a friend, Jody Heeb. She's in the hospital again with heart issues. And then got one this morning, Val Augsburger's aunt, Marilyn. She fell and broke her leg this week. And so as they are going to be repairing that leg bone, she's also going to be getting a knee replacement. So that, I guess that was needed, but the break kind of pushed things forward. So be praying for Marilyn Johnson and family. Any other prayer requests or praises for today? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the days that you give us, for the opportunities we have that are before us on this calendar day. We don't know what they are, but you, being outside of time, know exactly the grace and strength and mercy we need for each day. Thank you that you have brought us into your family, that we know that There is no work that we could do, for your word tells us that by grace we are saved through faith, not of our works, so that none of us can boast. But because of bringing us into your family through the shed blood of Christ and the receiving of that gift, you have created us to do good works that have been prepared in advance before us. And so, Father, we anticipate this week of many opportunities to be salt and light to those around us. Father, I just ask that you would help us to be seeing where you're at work and to join you there. We ask that you would be with those that are traveling this weekend, not only from our church and our community, but from around our country with the Labor Day weekend for safety and travels, especially those that are traveling hundreds of miles. We just ask that you would also be with each of our schools that have begun their school years, that you would watch over the students and faculty and staff. We lift up Tony Walsh to you. We ask that you would heal his body, that you would also be working through all the logistics between the insurance and doctors to be able to get to Mayo. We ask that the doctors that are working with him, to give them wisdom in finding out what is going on with his intestinal tract. Just ask that you would heal as the great physician. We also lift up Ron Ohm and grateful that his surgery went well, and pray that you would clear up this bladder infection, as well as we know the suffering that he does have with kidney stones, that you would bring comfort and healing from this most recent surgery. We also ask that you would be with Jody Heeb and the heart issues that she has, that you would touch her body, and that we ask for healing for her, but also peace and comfort through this process and time. We also lift up Val Augsburger's Aunt Marilyn with the fall and with this broken leg, that you would also be using the doctors in mending that, but now with the knee replacement, help her with the physical therapy that's in her future, and bring mobility back, both from the broken leg and with the knee replacement. We just ask that you would truly be an ever-present help during this time. We ask that you would also be with our missionaries that are serving around the world, and as we anticipate our missions conference at the end of the month, we ask that you would be with Judy Bowman as she begins some more travel through the Midwest, that you would watch over her travels as well as the open doors of ministry and the lives that she can reach for the gospel. We also pray for the persons on her home furlough, for the work that continues in the Philippines and the opportunities we have to hear from both of them at the end of the month. We just ask that you would provide them safety and travel mercies getting here. We are grateful for the ministries that you've entrusted us with. We pray for Club Rock as a gathering of volunteers and anticipating the start here in a month. We thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana as they have ministered to us and with us, and we just pray for them this week, the ongoing request of with the pregnancy, and we pray that you would bring baby in safely this week and in your timing, and be with Diana and Abe as they transition from to a new title of being parents, and we just ask that things would go smoothly there, and travels today of for those going to Lifelight as well. We just ask that you would use this offering for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You'll take your hymn books and look up on the screen, and you can remain seated. We're going to sing number 452, Make Me a Blessing, number 452. Out in the highways and byways of life, many are sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus make me a blessing. I pray, make me a blessing to someone today. Tell the sweet story of Christ and his love. Tell of his power to forgive. Others will trust him if only you prove true every moment you live. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine, make me a blessing. Oh, Savior, I pray, make me a blessing to someone today. Give as 'twas given to you in your need, love as the Master loved you. Be to the helpless helper in need. Mission be true. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, oh Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Then if you turn back a couple of pages to number 400, I ask you to stand with me. We're going to sing together, I Want to Be Like Jesus, number 400. Please stand. I Want to Be Like Jesus. I have one deep, supreme desire that I may be like Jesus. To this I fervently aspire, that I may be like Jesus. I want my heart his throne to be, so that a watching world may see his likeness shining forth in me. I want to be like Jesus. He spent his life in doing good. I want to be like Jesus. In lowly paths of service trod, I want to be like Jesus. He sympathized with our distress. He spoke the words that cheered and blessed. He welcomed sinners to his breast. I want to be like Jesus. A holy, harmless life he led. I want to be like Jesus. The Father's will, his drink and bread. I want to be like Jesus. And when at last he comes to die, forgive them, Father, hear him cry. For those who taunt and crucify, I want to be like Jesus. Oh, perfect life of Christ, my Lord, I want to be like Jesus. My recompense and my reward, that I may be like Jesus. His Spirit fill my hungering soul, his power all my life control. My deepest prayer, my highest goal, that I may be like Jesus.